I am so excited for today's episode of the podcast because I'm talking to Sydney, who went through my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, 2 years ago. And in this episode, she's sharing how she used everything she learned in FYFC to reevaluate her values, audit her options, and tap into the connections she developed during the program to make a second intentional career move 2 years later. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Hi, Sydney. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am well. Seriously, so excited to see you. It's been 2 years since FYFC and it's like, I'm so excited. Okay, I don't even know where to start. This is how excited I am. I'm like, should we start at the beginning? Should we start at what just happened? Because so just to give whoever's watching or listening some context, I saw your announcement like 2 weeks ago that you started a new job, which just thinking back to what you shared after FYFC, how you went in a whole new direction. It's so exciting to see you now growing in your career. So why don't we start it? If you remember, like, what was your life and career like before you went through the program? Let's chat. Let's start from there.
Okay. So thinking back to summer of when I stumbled upon your Instagram, and at the time where my career was, I was really miserable, honestly. Yeah. I felt very stuck. I was in a role that I remember when I first started, I was like, this is absolutely perfect. I'm learning so much. I'm really getting some good skills here and I feel like I'm making an impact. And then I graduated from grad school with my master's in public health. And at that point, I was like, okay, well, where do I go from here? Because at the time in my department, there was a lot of other political things that had happened, but I was just kind of stuck. Yeah. There was, I remember I was a project coordinator and all of the projects, this was in the midst of a pandemic and I was working at a hospital, but all of the projects that I was working on were like stalled. Any opportunities I would bring up, like I have interest in doing blah, 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 it would get talked about, but then I would kind of just get passed over for it. So I was just kind of like, I got to get out. And so as I started looking, I was like, I don't know what to apply for because most of my career has been in a hospital setting since graduating college. And so I was lost. And then I came across your Instagram. And I remember in our initial conversation, I was like, whatever it is, I have to do this. I'll make it work. I have to do this. And that summer was tough personally because I went through some family life challenges. But through the course, I really, one, really knocked down this what had made me think I couldn't find something that I was going to be happy doing. That was part of it. But then I really had to think more strategically about how I was applying. I didn't want to just keep applying to a job just to apply and hope that I ended up somewhere. I really wanted to approach it with, okay, well, what do you have in mind for yourself? What does your day-to-day look like? Things like that. And yeah, so that's where I was.
Yeah. No, that was good. And you know, you hinted at something. I was going to read this to you because I have it written down and I definitely want to talk about it a bit more. You know, you said FYFC helped you unpack what led you to feel like you couldn't have a fulfilling career and empowered you to go about your life differently. Talk more about that in terms of just unpacking those blocks of, is this possible for me?
Yeah. So, I mean, I had to knock down not only myself and what I had thought about, but also growing up in a Caribbean family, it was you do something in the medical field because you're always going to be needed. And so that's kind of where I went. I mean, I couldn't do being a doctor or a nurse, but I did research and found my way in a hospital system. And for so long in my mind, I think I had connected fulfilled and happy with security and you're getting paid. I didn't think about the emotional part of fulfilled and being happy. It was just kind of like, anytime I felt unhappy where I was just like, it's not that bad. You have a job, especially at that time, because a lot of people were losing jobs. I was just like, it's not that bad. Just be grateful for what you have. And then I was like, but I can still be grateful and realize that this is not a good fit for me. Because I also had to think about how the unhappiness in my role was like seeping into other pieces of my life.
Yeah.
But somehow I kept excusing it because I was like, oh, you know, you have a job. So, I mean, a lot of it was really, I don't know, it was like reflection work. I felt like every session, I felt like I really had to walk away with like, what has made you really think that you can't find something fulfilling? And then it had to go, then from that reflection, I had to think about, well, what is fulfilling to you? And that was a hard question because I think for most of my life, I had been told what was fulfilling. So it was a lot of, I mean, I feel like sometimes when you think about career planning, people don't talk enough about the emotional pieces. That part is so important. And it really does help you understand. I mean, at least it helped me understand, like, what's going to make me the happiest? Is it really this? Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, as you're talking, I start to remember. I can remember the room you used to be in when we'd have our sessions. The last session, you were outside. And I remember, I just remember us having conversations about messages you had received externally from family and really trying to untangle those messages from the work we were doing in the program so that you could make a choice for yourself as opposed to making a choice for what other people were saying and thinking.
Yeah. It's a lot of work. I mean, now I don't know. I don't think it's because, no, it's not because I'm married that I'm like, go live in my house. But I think it's really because I wouldn't even say it's like full on certainty in myself, but there's a feeling of, I trust myself and I trust where I'm going. Like, I don't even have it figured out yet. Like, even with making this career move, can I say that in 5 years I know what I'm going to be doing? Probably not. But I looked at this move as like, try something new. Well, this might be seeping into some of your questions.
That's okay. Say it. Because I was about to say, like, tell me how, because I know one thing you had said on LinkedIn was, even in making this move, you're still using what you learned in the program. So yeah, talk us through that.
Yeah. So, I mean, for one thing, I have my affirmation card.
Yay!
That I bought, like, I can't even remember when it had to have been sometime in the winter time that I bought these. And I have them on my desk. But in my moment of feeling really, really lost of like what I wanted to do, I remember I still had the workbook saved. And to be honest with you, looking at just the first couple of pages and asking myself some of those questions, I didn't even have to go through the rest of it.
Oh my God.
Just thinking about like those first set of questions, I was like, I started writing stuff down and reflecting. And I was like, and then every time I looked at a job description, I was like, does this align? And I mean, people, you know, it doesn't, I mean, it sounds simple, but I really had to look at, I even made like pros and cons lists of like staying in the role that I was in as an analyst and what it would mean like for me to make a transition.
Mm-hmm.
All of these, you know, those questions in there, I even tried going back into one of the surveys and looking at one of the, they had all these cards. I remember you had shared affirmations with us.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things that I thought about and I was like, do I have the tools? It's just mm-hmm. putting aside the time to really think about it. And I remember at first I had just, even like in the wintertime when I, after the holidays, I was like, I know I need to make a change. And I started applying here and there. I started having a couple of like calls with people. And then I was like, you don't want to work in a hospital again. Why are you doing this?
Mm.
And that's one of the, like, one of the questions are like, what is your ideal setting? Like, what do you imagine your day-to-day looking like?
Mm-hmm.
What? And I was like, you don't want this. Like, it sounds great and the pay looks great, but you really don't want this. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. at that point, I remember going into LinkedIn and like taking out any hospital position. I took it out and stumbled upon, I mean, I didn't stumble. I then reached out to people who, mm-hmm. when I was interviewing 2 years back, I had connected with, and I said, hey, can you just tell me how you landed where you did? Mm-hmm. And there was one woman that I talked to who was like, there's a position on their team. She was like, Sydney, just try applying. I think mm-hmm. you would be a really good fit. I think you have a lot to bring to the table. You would learn a lot. And then even then, I still wasn't like, do I really want to apply for this?
Right.
And then when I met the team, like the whole mm-hmm. team, I looked at, I mean, I just felt this like, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that environment was a lot more important to me than I think I had considered when I made my other
mm-hmm.
transition. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot there, but what I didn't feel, there was very little work-life balance. Mm-hmm. I felt like my work wasn't making an impact. And I just felt kind of lost. Like mm-hmm. every single day, I was just kind of like signing on and just trying to, I mean, like you get like 3-4 months into the job and you have your transition period, but mm-hmm. it was like, I was almost at 2 years and I was still feeling like, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
And so thinking about those questions, as well as like connecting with other people, like every day I was looking at this affirmation card, like you can find something, like it might take a little bit of time, but you're going to find something.
Right.
But what I didn't want to do was just take anything just to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And going about it in this thoughtful way, I felt like I literally have pages. I'm looking at a notebook here. I have pages where I just would write random thoughts that mm-hmm. like fit into some of those questions that you had laid out, the affirmations. Mm-hmm. I would write one in my one note every day at work. I would literally just pick one and keep looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was really helpful to give me a little bit of structure.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't something I just sat down one afternoon and started doing. It was over a couple of weeks before I was like, there are two directions. It was three, right? I can continue the hospital route. I can completely try something new, or I can mm-hmm. stay where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I had like three different lists of the pros and cons of each one. And I was like, mm-hmm. you already know what you're going to get being in a hospital. Staying in this role, you know how unhappy it's making you. You know how stuck and unsupported you felt.
Mm-hmm.
Make the change. Take the leap.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was my approach. But I really had to just keep thinking about that core. Mm-hmm. The fundamentals of, I really had to break myself down. And I had a miscarriage in February that was so surprising.
Mm.
It was, you know, it was horrible, but in a way that actually helped me sit there and say, like, there's very little in our lives that we have control over things, but
mm-hmm.
do you want to spend 8 hours a day being miserable?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what makes you feel you have to do this? Like, and it was one of those things where I was like, you can do something that you're going to feel fulfilled in.
Mm-hmm.
You can do something that you're going to find that work-life balance in, mm-hmm. but you have to be clear about what it is that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really a tool that I think helped bring me to like, you can do this. You did it before.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you had a seminar. It was like had to be somewhere in the winter, but it was like a reconnecting of the past.
Yeah, like the alum session.
Yes. And I couldn't make it. But one of my questions was like, what do you do when you kind of find yourself in that same position again? Mm-hmm. And then I thought about it and I was like, you go back to the tools. You still have them. Because I remember there was a session where you were like, you will still have access to this.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back to it, looked at my notes too. And it was just like, you did this once before. You used these tools. Like,
mm-hmm.
you can still use them now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, that was a lot. Love it.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this episode. This episode is proudly sponsored by Find Your Fulfilling Career. FYFC is my 12-month group coaching program for women who are ready to leave miserable jobs and land a job they're excited about while increasing their salaries by 5 figures without starting over in their career. You can go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com. That link is also going to be in the description of this episode below to learn more. Inside FYFC, you get the exact system my clients have used to increase their salaries by 20K, 30K, even 50K while finally doing work they enjoy. The program comes with my visa framework that will help you discover career paths that are aligned with your values, interests, and skills. The simplified job search method to help you land more interviews with confidence, using my done-for-you resume templates, cover letters, and interview and negotiation script. You get 12 months of group coaching support, weekly coaching to give you personal feedback and a community to keep you on track. So if you're ready to leave your miserable job and land a higher paying job you genuinely love, you should definitely join us and find your fulfilling career. Again, the URL to learn more is findyourfulfillingcareer.com. Now let's get back to the episode.
Yeah. And I mean, first of all, thanks for sharing all that. I'm sorry to hear about the miscarriage in February. Thanks for even sharing that and being vulnerable enough. I did hear a lot, because it sounds like, so you went on this journey, this process of you were in this role. The first few months maybe were fine. And then I'm hearing like a couple of years and you started to feel stuck and you knew you had to make a change because it wasn't aligned. You were feeling lost. The environment wasn't working. And as you thought about making this change, I'm hearing that some of the tools you tapped into, first of all, was, okay, first, I have options. Let me go back to the workbook. And as you started to read some of those reflection questions that are in the workbook or some of what you've written, it was starting to click for you what was important, those values, right? The environment really matters. The work-life balance really matters. And then you were able to take that to then start searching with intentionality. Because I heard you say, okay, if it has a hospital, I'm like, throw it away. And so you were intentional in your search process and really going back to, I heard you say, back to the fundamentals of what you learned in the program, including the mindset stuff of, I deserve fulfillment, I deserve happiness, and taking all that to then make this transition that you just made.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm smiling so much because, you know, I often tell women when they join this program or when they're thinking about joining, I often talk about how it's not a one and done, right? Like, you go through the program, but I'm giving you a framework to use for the rest of your career. And I'm literally like 5 years later, you might be unhappy. That's just fact. But you have a system. And so to hear you say you got to that point where you were unhappy and you remembered, wait, I have a system, and you tapped into that. I just think that's just, it's like wonderful to see that come to life in real life.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. Such a major, like, such an impact, really. Like, it, I mean, it's hard to believe that that was literally almost two years ago. Because it feels like it wasn't. I mean, the pandemic has skewed all of our perception of time, but
right.
That time, like, looking back, it feels like such a blur, but it was literally, it really did change how I feel about work. Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, it's like, you know, For me, this time around, I think at first I was looking for more money and to do something different. This time I was like, you know what? That's not the main motivation. But I think I really had to work through that because I'm sure right now, like, I feel like every time I go on social media, there's more conversation around like, you need the job that's high paying. You need to be doing this. And I'm like, but the high paying job isn't what's going to fix everything in your life.
Yep.
So, but I really had to tease through that. And there was almost like a tension in my mind where I was like, you want, but then I was like, no, because I really want happiness. I want to enjoy this time. Like, we've spent the last 2 years inside. Like, I want to enjoy this time. I just got married. I want time with family. I want time with friends. I want to re-find myself of the things that I find fun, because I think when I think right before the pandemic, I was in school. I was working full time. I was in school part time. I had no time for fun things. And so this time around, I'm like, yeah, do your job, learn a lot. And I can already sense that I'm going to learn a lot. Like, I'm already learning so much. But I'm like, in this job, I already have built in work-life balance because my day starts at 9 and then I'm done at 5 and I don't think about it at the end of the day. I just, like,
And yeah, so I heard you say, you know, talking about that tension between money and happiness and how, yes, everybody's saying go for the money. But for you, you're like, I had to really think about what I wanted, again, values. And you realized that you wanted the happiness. And I'm curious, as you were trying to tease through that tension, were you tapping into anything that you learned from the program or any of the changes that you went through from the program to try to make that choice and navigate that tension?
I think for me, it went down to the values piece. And that's where, you know, for sure the course did come in of like being clear about your values. Because, and I also had to trust on faith too, of like, all things will work out the way that they're supposed to in terms of the money part. But if I'm making this, I'm making this choice, and I know it's in alignment with the values that I have. I also thought about the strategy of it, right? Where like, even though in 5 years, I don't know where I will be, some of the roles that I was interviewing for, where I was like, this looks really interesting, but it's in a hospital, so I don't want to do it. I look at the experience that I'm already gaining and that this role will help me gain. And I'm like, this is a step towards. And like, I'm like, that's so like, there was the values piece of it, faith, but then strategy of like, I can't just I could just expect to leap to the level. I could. If I changed my mindset where I'm like, girl, you can do it, I could. But I also had to be real with myself of like, but you don't really want to just skip to the next level. You want to learn what you can learn in this role and move on to whatever comes next. So it was still, I mean, in all aspects, like the workbook, these affirmation cards, they were still like, I mean, I still have the affirmation cards. I might not be job searching, but I still look at them every day, you know?
Wow. So I heard you. I'm like, that's the formula. I like that. Values, faith, and strategy. Like, that's a winning formula right there. I love it. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for sharing all that. And I love that you have that. I have the affirmation so much. I'm looking at one right now. I love that you have it. I know, right? They are back there. Yeah. And I have like my own deck where I change the card every month. But as we wrap up, I'm just curious, do you have any last words? Because I like to have these conversations with you all, because I know that women who are thinking, who are stuck, where it's like, I'm unhappy, but I don't know what's next. And they're looking for that support. They might be considering FYFC, but they're like, I don't know if I should do it. So just what last, now that, you know, here you are 2 years after making that investment and going through the program, do you have any last words that you would share with that woman who's thinking about if she should make this investment in herself?
I think my last words would be, one, I mean, you have to invest in yourself. If you have to, I mean, that's, and I mean, we're looking at 2 years ago. I think about the investment that I put in, and I have gained, like, I feel like triple fold from it. Because I not only learned, I think I learned how to stop myself from being in my own way through that, but I also learned to quiet the noise of other people's perceptions on what I should be doing. It also helped me, like, now get really clear on my values. I don't know if I'm clear on my purpose yet, but the values, I think, is really important to getting there. And anytime I'm, like, in question of, like, if somebody reaches out to me and says, like, hey, do you want to work with me on this, like, you know, schoolwork, et cetera, I really do still have in my mind, like, does this align with the values? And obviously values change over time. But I ask myself that question, and it really does help me figure out, like, is this something you need to do, you want to do? Do you go for it? So I take the leap and do, I mean, I say it's a leap, but, like, it, I mean, I think this program was really helpful. I've still been connected with you. I still follow your page, still look at the newsletters that come out, and they do help. This program, like, really helped. I think, I don't know, sometimes I think about where I would have landed had I not done the program, and I'm really not sure. I don't think I would have, I don't think I would have been fully clear on what it is that I wanted to do. I think I would have just kind of kept applying and hoped I found something, to be honest. Even now, like, I think if I hadn't taken that time to sit there and, like, revisit what I had learned 2 years ago, I really think I would have just ended up in another role just to escape the situation. And so what I would, I mean, that was a lot, but what I would say to anyone else who's really, like, still, like, on the fence, I would say, do your research, scan through your Instagram too, because I remember, like, looking at the testimonials. I remember looking at the comments that people would leave. Like, it's really valuable learning that I had that summer. It's different from, like, a career coaching thing because it has the emotional aspect of it. And it's not like, what I loved is every weekend kind of felt like a career emotional retreat where it helped you really push yourself in a way. And then also think about how the way that you're feeling about yourself, the way that the messages people have told you, like, how that all seeps into what you end up doing for work. I mean, some people are able to compartmentalize it and do it really well, but I feel like for most of us, like, there's no way we can't, there's no way that our emotions and our feelings about ourselves don't impact how we carry ourselves and influence the decisions that we make. So this is not just a career, you're going to have your metrics in such and such day. I feel like this is like a journey that you begin and hopefully you continue to go on. And like I said, this is 2 years later and I'm still using this stuff. So take the leap. Just do it. Just do it.
That's perfect. I'm not even going to add to that. Thank you so much for sharing all that. It was such a pleasure seeing you again, catching up with you, watching you grow. Just congrats on the new role. I mean, like I said before we recorded, every time I see that update on your career, I'm like a proud mom. I'm like, oh my gosh, look at Sydney go. So thank you for sharing your journey and for encouraging anyone who's thinking about making this investment in her own career. By the way, when you said career emotional retreat, I had to write that down. I was like, oh, that's good. I like that. thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks for tuning into this episode. If you're ready to finally leave your miserable job and land a role you're genuinely excited about without starting over in your career or taking a pay cut, then I've got something for you. Head over to leaveyourmiserablejob.com to access my free training. In it, I'll walk you through the exact steps to leave that job you hate and land one you love, all while increasing your salary. Again, that's leaveyourmiserablejob.com. Or you can find the link in the episode description. Being miserable at work doesn't have to be your story anymore, so let's change it together.